Man, they just keep committing.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after another day and more commits to talk about. Holy cow, they just keep coming. When's it going to stop? Hopefully not anytime soon. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about making a statement year one, man. Making a statement on the recruiting trail in year one, and then it's Auburn versus UCLA. I was just a day early. That's all it was, as far as Auburn versus UCLA. We're going to talk about that as well. But before we do that, we got to give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. We also want to give a quick shout-out to Joseph, Megan, and Brad for booking appointments straight to Ford's calendar using Calendly, Calendly.com /Ford Stokes. Hey, you can jump right in the calendar and set up a consultation. Get that Social Security maximization report, that financial plan, all the way to your age of 95. If you're going to plan for retirement, you got to do it before you retire. So give them some, show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Guys, it's getting kind of hard to keep up with everything. I'm not going to lie. From the goalish bat signals and trying to figure out who was part of the original seven, who wasn't, and then just keeping up with everybody that's actually firing down commitments. It's been tough, but it's been fun at the same time. It got started a little bit early, and I got to be honest, this one was a little bit of a surprise to me that he would do it this soon, was Aiden Wiggins. Three-star corner from Burns High School in Duncan, South Carolina. If that name sounds familiar, that high school sounds familiar, that's the same high school as Marcus Lattimore. Man, it's a really good program. 6'1", 183 pounds, almost a carbon cutout. Almost a carbon copy, not cutout, carbon copy of Nash Johnson. I mean, they are very similar in length, very similar. I mean, when you put on the tape, even their uniforms in high school are kind of similar. They got a similar color scheme. Really good addition. Came here this past weekend. Talked with him. July 3rd was his date. And this is an interesting discussion. It's something I would put a pin, you know, I'd put a feather in the cap for the staff here. Seemed pretty locked in on the July 3rd date. He says July 3rd. He relays to someone close to the staff, it's July 3rd. And then all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere yesterday, he pops. And I think what that is simply this. Look, totally fine. Totally, if you want to commit on July 3rd, that's cool. But here's the deal, my guy. Spots are filling up fast. As you can see, we've got some guys that we want to go ahead and end their recruitments, go ahead and shut things down. And there's no guarantee that you're going to have a spot on July 3rd. Love you. And I'm all for supporting your timeline. But there's no guarantee that that spot will still be here if you want to wait until then. And, hey, if you're a recruit, a lot of times you hear that pitch and you're like, yeah, right. You know, just trying to, you know, get me to go ahead and pull the trigger. But you got the proof of concept right there. I mean, you've been rattling off multiple commits a day, it seems like, for the last week. So I can understand how that may light a little bit of urgency underneath you, and you go ahead and secure your spot in the class. And it's not just about securing your spot. You get a really good player on top of that. So we'll learn more about Aiden Wiggins. I'm sure that we'll have a film breakdown on him very, very soon at the Barn on YouTube. If you have a membership, Taylor does a fantastic job with those. The one for Kingston Miles was incredible. That's worth the price of admission. So go check out the YouTube membership and at least dive into the Kingston Miles film breakdown. It's really, really good. So you'll get the Aiden Wiggins one very soon as well. It didn't stop there, though. It did not stop there as Auburn seals the deal with Isaac McNeil. I had no plans for that to rhyme. It's kind of cool. Seals the deal with Isaac McNeil. That could be a t-shirt at au.com, aushirts.com. No. No, I don't want to jump into the NIL stuff quite yet. Number 103 in the country, according to Rivals Industry ranking. We've said it a million times. Feel like I've been talking about this guy for like a month now. But he pulls off the University of Auburn, which apparently is completely undefeated. You can't beat it. When the University of Auburn is on the table, it's going to go undefeated. Another super talented linebacker to go in that linebacker room that DJ just continues to load up on. I don't know if y'all saw this, and I don't have the picture because it just literally popped into my mind. But Andrew Warsaw, he's a really fun follow on Twitter. So everybody go follow him right now. Obviously, he's your GM. But he's coming up with like really fun, I guess it's not really a bat signal because it happens after the fact, after the commitment, but he's coming up with really fun things to share. Like he's got when you get a defensive back commit, you got the DVD home screen. So after Isaac McNeil commits, he posts a picture of DJ Durkin when he was playing football at Bowling Green, and it is precious. Number 65. It's incredible. Got the is that the Rydell cleats on? Just the old school jersey. Mean mugging. Go check that out. That's hilarious. He's a beast. He keeps bringing in studs. Kareem Palmer and Isaac McNeil, what a class. 2 4-star guys. I would imagine Kareem's ranking is going to continue to climb. I'm not saying he's going to climb into the 5-star status, but they're still going to probably do some summer camps and get more eyes on them, and obviously they'll have their senior seasons, but really good stuff. And I just love getting back into, you know, Auburn's had some success with getting guys out of Vigor, and I just love having dudes from that school on the team. They just always seem to be really good players. Deshaun Davis, Sendarek Marks, like those guys just seem – all those guys seem to be – end up being really, really good players. So does it help with Jabarius Garore, Chicken? We'll have to see. He was like one of the only ones – Chicken was one of the only ones I just didn't really hear a ton from after the visits. Like you heard so much – from like everybody – but for whatever reason, it was really quiet around that one. This jumps Auburn all the way up into the top 15 on Three's recruiting rankings, and they use the industry ranking, I believe, which is like the cumulative score of all the sites. So you jump all the way up inside the top 15, top 5 in the SEC, and you may have a break for just a little bit, but I don't think June is anywhere near done. I think you could still have some big commitments. In June, you had James Pace, who announced his commitment date of June 19th. And I think that one will probably be – I think he's going to do a production. Like he's going to have like a live announcement and everything. So that one's probably going to stay June 19th. I haven't seen a commitment date yet for Ryan Jackson out there publicly, but – Orion, it feels like that one could be close. I just don't know that you have, like, you probably, who knows if you actually have one today. It may be a couple of days, which we're conditioned now. We'll probably think the sky's falling. I'll hear it. The staff's washed. We're cooked. Haven't had a commit in 4 hours. Burn the program down. It's been a fun ride. That's how many commitments is that now? I think it's like 14. Where are we at? Let me see. 14 commits. You got 7. Half of those are considered blue chips or, you know, high 4-stars. You still got more on the board. So it's going to be fun. Going to be a fun class for sure. We're going to talk about making a statement and the importance of that and how the staff may not put it out there that that's important, but it is. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a shout-out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans. It's getting hot. Beat the heat and get that AC checked and make sure it's in tip-top shape. They're now open at 7 a.m., so you can drop it off before work. You can get your free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any repairs they find that you need, over $300. And guess what? If there's nothing wrong, they'll tell you there's nothing wrong. That's the cool thing. That's the thing I love about them the most. If it's cool, they're going to tell you it's cool. You don't have to feel like you're going to go in there and get jobbed. I love it. And then you also, barn listeners also get a $50 oil change if you drop it off between 7 and 9. Nobody else gets that. Go take advantage of it. You tried to get your oil change lately? It's expensive. It's not $50. I'll just tell you that. And then also, we want to go to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people. You can list your business today for less than $1 per day. Recorded a couple more buyauburn.com podcasts. You can be a part of that, and you'll have your own Auburn podcast talking Auburn ball and letting everybody know about your business and what you do. And Auburn fans, if you're going to do business anywhere, start at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk about the bat signals really quick, like wrap that one up, and then we're going to talk about how the staff's making a statement. So remember, Golish tweeted out 7 eagles, okay? And then I think you had 4 commitments through Aiden Wiggins where he didn't tweet out something like right after, which would seem to mean that was 4 of the 7. And then Isaac McNeil committed last night, and he tweeted out a war dam with an eagle head. So that would lend me to believe that Isaac McNeil was not actually part of the 7, which makes some sense because of the reported back and forth across multiple sites. So that means there's still 3 guys that are quote-unquote in the boat out there. And we can play the guessing game all day. Feel really good about 2 of them, you know, that have had predictions put in. Ryan Jackson and James Pace. So you feel good there, but who's that last one? I think that's going to be the mystery. And there's a lot of speculation on who that potentially could be. And I think you'll probably find out before June over the next. Find out who those next 3 are probably before the end of the month. So keep that in mind. It's fun. That's why recruiting is so much fun. You got all kinds of storylines. Let's talk about making a statement. Look, I don't know that this has necessarily come from the staff, but it does feel like this is a staff that doesn't necessarily care about headlines. It's not really about, like, if we take a guy, it's for no other reason than we love the fit for the culture and we think he's good enough to play ball. We're not going to reach on anyone just to grab a headline. And we're not even really going to – I'll tell you another thing that I see a lot in recruiting. You don't see a lot of commits in a row like this typically because – PR is always in the back of, you know, the minds. You know, I may want to spread these out. I may want to have a commit every couple of days instead of 2 a day so that, you know, I have time to kind of spread it out and I'm just always being talked about. But these guys, it's just like, hey, we want to shut it down right now, and we want to get to work. Let's lock it down. And if we have to have 5 and blow five in one day because we think we can get them, and we're not like trying to bleed out. We're not necessarily worried about headlines. Let's lock it down. So like you can look at their behavior and see that that's pretty much that's pretty much the theme, that they don't necessarily put it out there, but it's like we don't necessarily care that much about winning the newspaper articles. We don't really care about winning the podcast hype. We don't really care about winning the media hype. We are just literally doing business and locking in dudes that we think are going to reshape our roster. So the whole idea of like going out of your way to make a statement, they're not going to probably do that. But I think in doing that, it's making a statement. I think they're inadvertently making a statement by trying not to necessarily make a statement publicly. That they're here to play, man, and they're going to do it their way. And I dig that. We've had Golish put this out like right after he was hired. You know, he put out the quote that said something like, what did it say? The most dangerous words in the world are, we've always done it this way. It was something along those lines. And if you're doing it the way everybody else does, if you're doing it in a way to do anything other than just get it done, if you're trying to go be a part of the same thing that everybody else does, you probably wouldn't have, like I said, you probably wouldn't reel off these guys. Bam, 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 bam. Spread it out. Like let's grab some headlines for 2 months, man. They don't care about that. And I think inadvertently, that's sending a message. That's making a statement. We're here to play and we're going to do it our way. And that is just so different. And it's, I tell you what, it's hard even for me sometimes. And I know you're, especially if you're locked into recruiting and you see how other people do it, it's even hard for me sometimes because it's so different. Because I'm still thinking about the traditional way that, you know, the Kirby's and the, you know, the Sabins and all those guys did things that even sometimes I question. But it's like, how can you question anything when you're seeing the results right out in front of you? And to me, it's making it, it's much more loud than even doing it the way others do it. Non-conventional, doesn't matter. A little bit outside the box, doesn't matter. We can pivot on a dime, and we can get this thing done. And I think that's making a huge statement. So I love it. I love everything that's going on. And I don't think the fun is going to end very, very soon. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun June. Let's switch gears and talk about golf as they play for a national title today. Ho-hum, national title. Second in 3 years. Why not? Let's go do it. They take down Stanford, not UCLA, yet. Stanford, I got that mixed up. I'm saying mixed and messed at the same time. Yeah, at the same time. I got that mixed up yesterday because the scoreboard app did not update the playoff results into the top eight. They just kind of left it in there. So I said Auburn played UCLA in the first round. They played Stanford, waxed them. Then they played Oklahoma State, and it shows 5-0. Like if you go look at the match play, it shows 5-0, but they closed out. They won their three matches before the last two were completed. They probably would have won those anyway. But when they do that, you've already won the match. So they just essentially forfeit the other two. So they smoked Oklahoma State, which is a cool storyline because they're, you know, they've won multiple national championships. And now they go play UCLA today for the title. Now, UCLA is, obviously they're good. That they're good in match play. They beat Texas, which was the number two team, I think, the number two seed and one of the top teams in the country. Beat them, and then they beat Arizona, which is another one of the top schools in the country. But they were 30th, and they were number 30 in the rankings before they got to this tournament. Okay, and they actually almost imploded their way outside the cut. So they weren't necessarily, I'm talking major meltdown from getting inside that top eight. So it's not like they were playing their best golf before they got into this match play. Now, match play is a whole new game. So it's not like it's going to be just a pushover. But you may – can doing it for the third match in a row when Auburn's been just steady from start to finish. What's the likelihood of that? And it feels like Auburn's in a good spot. Let's just say that. I say all that to say it feels like Auburn's in a really, really good spot to win a national championship today in golf. Again, they're second in 3 years and put a bow on just what has been a freaking phenomenal run of golf over the last really longer than 3 years. Kleinert's done an incredible job. You're retaining your assistant coach, Chris Williams. You bring a lot of these young guys back, unless they, you know, decide to go pro, which I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. But, man, a lot of fun. I think golf coverage starts at 5 o'clock on the Golf Channel. I know some people may not have the Golf Channel. The Golf Channel sometimes on their website will do a live feed. I don't know if they'll do that during TV time, though. So, Christian Clemente is there. You follow him on Twitter, you're going to get a lot of from 247 Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, and you'll get a lot of updates, like minute by almost shot by shot. Really, really good stuff with video. Or you can go to the scoreboard app that I have linked in the description, and you can follow along there. So, who knows? By 9 o'clock tonight, we could have a national champion. That'd be fun. Auburn fans are hungry for a champion, so maybe you'll get one this evening. Guys, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think about recruiting. Let me know what you think about the statement the staff is making without trying to make a statement. And go golf. Go Auburn men's golf. Get it done. Like and subscribe, and we'll talk again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.